going to lead us off today? Who's going to start it off?
Are we ready? Are we recording?
Yeah, let's get the party started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Apple Pie Love Kittens. I'm Dan.
I'm Dane.
And I'm Steven Castro.
And we're here April 12th, 2011. Party. Oh, I hate you. That's my jam.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just want to play this real quick. This is my jam, dude. That's my jam.
Not the whole thing.
No, I just want to hear this part.
Just 2 minutes after the intro. That's cute. That was my grandma's favorite song.
Yeah. Oh, Rebecca Black.
Black Friday?
Yeah. She and my grandfather, their first dance was to that. Their first slam dance was...
Their first slam dance? I remember when Nana and Papa first met each other.
He elbowed her in the face, but picked her up because he's a good mosh petter.
He's a good guy. It was kind of like the, you know, being Back to the Future dance, except for they were pitting to Slayer.
I would do that.
Anyone? No one found that funny?
Nobody.
Maybe somebody out there did.
I heard a distant laugh.
In Abu Dhabi.
Yep. Abu Dhabi. So anyways, you guys have a good weekend?
I had a fucking fantastical weekend myself. Yeah. About y'all?
I had a good one. I had that show on Saturday.
Oh, how'd that go?
It went good.
It was
shit. I wasn't there.
It was terrible.
Did you go?
Yes.
When was the last time you've been to one of my shows, faggot?
I don't know. I don't go to Arizona for amateur rock.
Oh, dear.
The amateur rock festival was in town?
That's exactly where I went, too. The mediocre musician fest.
The amateur rock show. There was Shale. There was Igneous.
It's like the underappreciated band tour. The bands that's just about to break out, dude. They're really
good.
All
the great bands you've never heard before.
Wow. So how did that go?
I want to hear about your show first.
Oh, it was good.
We played
some music and stuff.
No, seriously, how'd it go?
It was good. The sound system situation could have been way better, but
did you use the?
We used our speakers.
Bar in questions.
Yes.
Sound system.
Yeah.
They just cut their hands over.
Did you do what I usually do every time I play there?
Fucking embarrass yourself?
No.
Piss yourself and fall at the bar.
No, dude, every single time we played there, I've kicked the living shit out of that stupid thing.
Well, thanks, because
I can't imagine why it
sounded
so poor.
No, because it's...
I mean, it was great, Dane. I loved it.
It's broken, so many times that, it's, literally the only way you can get it to work. And it's fucking frustrating because...
Which part did you kick? Because I might be able to narrow down why we were having problems, too.
What problems were you having? Were you having
It was just a pain in the ass. No, I mean, there's just everything getting the PA to work in the first place. But we brought our speakers and it worked out pretty well. And
it's one of these places where I don't know if they have good acoustics at all in there.
No, that's why they have those sound
brick wall,
there.
A bar in the middle of the place,
brick. Everything's brick.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, the show overall was fun though. We had a good time. I mean,
it's in the center of the earth.
Wasn't the same without you. This band Lift and Pull. My guitarist, he plays in that band. Jeremy plays in that band, and then
is that the bluesy?
No, it's. I don't know if it's bluesy.
I don't know. You had the girl on the cello. It was like a bigger pamplemousse band.
Why does that sound funny to me? I haven't heard them before, but I've heard.
Yeah, you have the Hyundai commercial.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on. Who else were you with?
Dan's band, Finnegan, played.
Oh, how'd that go? Was it just him by himself?
No, he had a girl play, and then she was playing, keyboards, and then he had a guy get up and play guitar for a few songs. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, it was kind of confusing as to, who was on and off at
the group that was the two keyboardists, what was their name?
Finnegan.
Finnegan.
Did not care for Finnegan.
You didn't care?
That's his old drummer.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
I think the acoustics were kind of
You didn't
shitty
like it? I figured if anyone would like it, you would.
I don't know if
A, I'm insulted. B,
they were that bad.
You know nothing about me.
C, Daniel doesn't listen to this podcast, does he?
I don't know. Now I don't know. I'm just going to say I
didn't
say
I didn't care for Daniel.
Oh.
I didn't care.
You're just giving
band.
An objectified opinion of his music. That's fine.
Yeah.
You should listen to his CD, though, because it's different. Like, you might actually like the music he has
the
on CD.
The CD is good. Yeah. I like it.
So they're really super produced.
No. No. Not it's so it's got life. Indie charm.
Isn't one of the songs
they
like,
glued
safe
a beard onto
kids?
The
yeah, one ones. Of the name of the songs is Safe Sex for Indie Kids. It's a very oh. good
So
title.
Dane loves it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just...
That's all right.
Nah, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. My opinion doesn't matter.
How did freaking Fuckface do? Did you like it? Well, you saw it. You
was
saw
fucking
him
faces.
He was face fucking the crowd for hours.
Except for the acoustics in the place, yeah. which doesn't do your
did
band
you put the
justice.
Sound blankets up?
Yeah, Eddie did.
Sound blankets. That's what those black slash blue things are. That
it's
go
just like
it.
An Afghan.
Did you
off
put
of
the?
Your
did you put the?
It's a Raiders blanket.
Yeah, this absorbs fucking negative space.
You scoop up
it's
all those
fucking Raiders,
shitty
dude.
Rugs that are sold on the side of the road.
Sound blankets. It's just a bunch of fucking sarapes everywhere.
It's a big pot plant, a big Bob Marley plant.
Che Guevara.
Yeah. The black light actually, the black light that we used actually improves the sound as well. But yeah, it went good though. I was.
Did you like it though? Like, I mean, you've seen it before.
Yeah,
right?
Enough out of you.
This is awkward.
I'm looking at Dan.
Guy in the band.
I know. I mean, I don't know what I would say. I mean, I guess it was all right.
I always liked Dane's music. I don't like the venue you played, but yeah. Very
you
good.
You played at Sandrini's, right?
Yes. The place where you kicked the PA system to shit and now it doesn't work.
Dude, you know what?
They you know what I do when I'm there? I fucking piss all over the equipment.
They all
I just
know.
Shit on
They've
it.
They've seen me do it.
So. And they don't say anything, so it must be right.
That's great.
They don't talk shit, so whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking tell them, fuck off. That's
good shit that works.
Yeah, it works really well. Thank you. But yeah, so that was a good time. How was Way Out West Festival?
Fucking fantastic. Oh. I had a wonderful fucking time. Like, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. The first day, we left at like 10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Which, have you, you've driven with me to Flagstaff before.
Yeah.
Nice drive. Beautiful drive.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever driven out like anywhere else in Arizona?
No.
Fuck that. It is flat and there's nothing. It is long and arduous. I felt like the goddamn Donner Party, like driving there. Like I felt like eventually we'd break down and I'd have to eat someone.
Did you?
Suck. No.
Oh.
Actually, it was just Corinne and I that went and we drove out there. Ahead of our band because my band apparently didn't realize that time was of the essence of getting out there.
It's no wonder right? you fit in so well.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's pretty scary when you're the responsible
I'm
one.
The
one.
Yeah, did I'm they the show up time. At all? Did
Come
you play
on,
solo?
I know,
when you
right?
say they're late and they're irresponsible, I assume they never showed.
Yeah, exactly. No, but we drove out there. It was like a 10-hour drive and we just did it straight.
Cool.
Were you in a lunar rover?
I know.
So it seems like the only reasonable thing to drive out there.
Yeah, seriously. Some four-wheel drive at least,
yeah.
if not Moon Rover. No, but it was really cool. We got out there, and I had seen every one of my friends out there. It was so awesome. We
you
played
hear that, Dane? Every
Wait,
one
so
of
all your friends
fans.
That live out there or all your friends that ever were there?
No, all my friends that are from different bands. Around
I'm from a different band.
California.
I you thought about played. Being in a band one time.
There was a band that was there. It was a punk show, essentially.
So I would have fit in very well.
No, I mean, there was a couple bands that weren't full-on punk music, and you probably would have fit in really well there. Mm-hmm. Which next year, if you want, let me know, and I'll put you on it.
Me.
But, but... There was a band out there that, like, it was like, punk band, punk band, punk band. And then all of a sudden it was like, do you like King Crimson? Do you like Frank Zappa? Really? Well, then you'll love whatever. It was, like, faster than
Who
life.
Who does like King
like
Crimson?
That.
That's what I want to know.
And it was just like...
King Zappa.
It was like a bassist who was a phenomenal bassist. Phenomenal. But... And a guitarist and drummer who were phenomenal as well. But putting someone that sounds like... Rush a little bit and like I said King Crimson on a punk show is just not a good idea. Like, no one watched them. I watched them.
That's why I wouldn't do it, because that's what would happen to us. We'd be like, hey, we're going to get sensitive for a moment.
There was enough, because there was enough people that that would listen to those type of bands that sound like you, like The National and Arcade Fire and stuff like that.
Are you ready to be pensive? Put your thinking caps on, motherfucker. Who do you like to read?
Oh, yeah.
That's actually probably like the best thing I
can. Documentary films? Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Splashing red wine on yourself.
Yeah. He's like spraying the crowd. This Merlot's sick, isn't it?
Can I? I'm going to do that now. I think that's going to be a great idea.
Yeah. You light a little Duraflame log at the front stage.
Cooking, get ready to relax.
Yeah.
Please do that.
I think I might.
You should. That'd be fucking
That actually
wild.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
No, but like I said, we played the first night. We got there and all my friends and bands and stuff like that were there. Some of them didn't end up coming till the next day, but the ones that were there, all of them hung out. All of us had a great time. My friends from Bastards of Young and Why I Hate. And Civil War Rust. They were there, and we all hung out and had a great time. It was really, really fun. We played to a fairly packed house, like, which was interesting because we're so used to like playing to like seven people, and one of them's Dane.
Isn't that typical though? When you guys go out of town, you get a little bit better response.
It was weird because like I figured, okay. Like the guy who threw us on the show, like, was very, very nice, really cool guy. But he put us as one of the headliners for the first night. And I was like, I don't really think we're a headlining band, but all right, you know. Like, whatever.
Oh, Mr. Modest.
No. There were so many other bands
thank you so much.
You guys are such assholes. No, but seriously,
assholes? You took a headlining spot you obviously weren't ready for.
Writing checks you can't cash.
No, but there were bands that I thought should have headlined instead of us.
Yeah. Mr.
and Mr. Big and Mr. Bungle. And
how many days was the?
It was a 3-day festival. Like I said, all of my friends were there, and it was really wonderful. You met them, the anchor. Some of you, Corinne, and I ended up staying with them the first night. And it was fucking hilarious. There was like,
did you get the captain's chair in the van, or were you?
No, actually, I didn't tell you. You remember the van that they had, the green one?
Mm-hmm.
They rolled it.
Really?
Yeah. Toward
is that slang for something else?
For weed? they rolled the van, rolled the trailer with it, so they had to buy a new van. And the new van's really nice.
Jesus.
But we stayed in a really cool hotel. And just hung out. Bullshitted all night. You know.
Did you sell any merch?
We didn't, dude. We didn't even take any.
Wow.
And that really pissed me off.
Why?
I bought stuff. I mean, I bought a lot of stuff from bands.
That's not the best way to make money. I'm wearing
pretty much my full on ensemble from La Scalera.
Yeah, your whole wardrobe is just. You know, merchandise.
Well, like not even that. Like this, like right now, seriously, that record label I'm on, they were there.
Mm.
They gave me a sweater.
Nice.
I have the same
person.
I have a shirt on underneath that's theirs, and I actually have a beer koozie that's holding my wallet that's theirs.
Whore.
I know, right? But like we hung out like. It was just wonderful. It was really wonderful to see people.
What was the best moment of the whole thing? If you can narrow it down to like 1 hour.
1 hour?
Sure.
One stretch of time.
I'll give it to you. I'll give you the full 60.
Okay. 1 hour of time where
yep, 60 minutes.
No, but where we were watching shows back and forth on Saturday.
You're watching 60 minutes?
We were watching 60 minutes. No, there was a band called Tin Horn Prayers.
Love
that
them.
Played.
Never heard of them.
an entire punk show. that had a band that sounded like the Iron Outlaws, but with guys who sang like I do.
Wow.
And it was fucking amazing. It was weird because I saw like seven guys get on stage and I'm like, great, it's going to be ska, you know? Like, that's the first thing that went through my head, but everyone had beards and I'm like, okay, so they're not ska, but it was like full on country music. It was a banjo, mandolin,
the banjolin,
three guitarists and a drummer and a bass player.
Cool.
The bass player looked like fucking, he would punch someone in the face if they just said hi.
I think most of the bands that you play these shows with are kind of like that. They're, in fact, their names are "Say Hi, I'll Punch You."
No, but we wait, watched
again. This is the best hour of the whole.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. This is one of the best hours because there was many of them. But
well, that's not what he asked. I'm pretty sure he asked what the best
musically. Yeah.
Musically, okay.
This is one of the best. So we watched them. They were phenomenal. They absolutely killed every song. And the banjo player / singer was in a band that I used to really, really like called the Blackout Pack. And I didn't know that. And I ended up talking to him for a long time. And I was just like, fuck, dude, this is amazing. And he's like, yeah, I wanted to do something different. And
that was the best musically. What about the best?
Non-musically.
Party hour.
I didn't really party because I don't drink. Oh, that was funny because as soon as I got there, I told all my friends, I was like, I don't drink anymore. And it's like I shot their fucking childhood puppy. Like, everyone's looking at me like, oh, really?
Anyways, it's nice seeing you, Steve. We're going to go hang out with somebody else.
Ron from The Anchor, when I told him, I was just like, yeah, I don't drink anymore, dude. He's like, he went to give me a hug and then like stopped and looked at me.
Spit
he's like,
beer in your mouth.
He's like, are you fucking joking? I was like, yeah. He's
I
like,
thought I knew you.
Oh man. He's like, I was hoping to get wasted this weekend with you.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, okay. And a vegetarian. He's like, what do you have, a vagina?
That's kind of how I felt when I went to offer you beef jerky when you walked in the door, my homemade beef jerky, and I just was like, oh.
He was crestfallen. I could see it.
It's like,
there's no other word for it.
It's like you're only part of a man. Like, it's like, you're not
even a
full person. What
do you have left to offer the world?
Anything at all?
Anything?
Good answer.
Anything?
Nothing.
All right. Best hour sexually. Go.
fucking in a hotel room.
All right.
Hotel sex is always. I'm talking about my friends, not me.
That was the name of the band.
You gave that up too.
Yeah,
fucking in a hotel room played a kick ass show.
Their set was awesome.
They rocked my ass.
There was one band though. I definitely want you to check out. They were called Shark Pants.
Yeah.
Think of Black Keys, but sped up punk. I know it sounds weird, but think of like the faster White Stripes stuff.
Yeah.
But faster than that.
Fuck.
It was weird.
How is that anything like Black Keys?
It was a lot like Black Keys too. It was like a mixture of White Stripes and Black Keys with punk music. It was so weird. Like one of the girls that we were hanging out with this weekend, her name was Allison. She's like, you should go watch Shark Pants. And then my friends Ziggy and Will were like, you should go watch Shark Pants. They're awesome.
Why does this sound so hilarious when you say it? Like, gotta go watch Shark Pants.
So I'm like, all right. We were watching another band and I just kind of was bored with it. So I left and I was like, oh yeah, they wanted us to watch Shark Pants. So we go over there and we watch them and it's insane. It's literally insane. The drummer is like sitting on the floor with like this really tiny drum set, but he's a huge muscular dude that's like beating the shit out of this little toy drum set. It was fucking fantastic.
Okay, if you could pick three bands to recommend to any listener out there, what would
besides
be?
Shark Pants?
Besides Shark Pants?
You can't say Shark Pants anymore.
Spaghetti Socks? Are they on there?
Yeah. Fucking
ooh, we could do this all night.
What's band name? Go.
Bastards of Young for sure. They continue every single time to impress me. Every single time I've seen them play, it's a different sound.
On a scale of one to like, Shark Pants.
They were definitely Shark Pants.
Fuck yeah.
Whoa. Were they Shark Pants?
No.
How are Shark Pants on a scale of one to Shark Pants?
Double Shark Pants.
Fuck.
Dude.
It's harsh.
I'm not ready for that.
There's not even a scale of Shark Pants that could.
What's your second recommendation?
Another band that I really, really liked was My Friends Why I Hate.
Wait, which say where does again? The where's why, the band name start?
Why I Hate.
Oh, okay. I thought okay. What'd why you I think? Hate. I thought that the band was called
My Friends Why I Hate. Which would be way better.
Yeah.
I like that.
Actually, yeah, that is kind of a lot better.
I'm taking
they,
it.
They are very hardcore. You know
my friends, semicolon, why I hate.
No, but they're very, very...
do they read?
Very, very big bands that I would listen to when I was still straight edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you knew me then.
Yeah.
Oh, these are back from then. You knew, I knew you then.
No, not that I've known that long, but that's the style of music that I was into at that time.
Did they wear pants of shark?
They wear sex pants. My friend Ron said that he's like, I'm wearing my sex pants, and I looked down at his pants,
and
they
were
crotches.
They were pajama bottoms that were Star Wars. I was like, how much sex have you had with those pants on? He's like, none.
Tons.
I was like, so they're more like celibate pants.
Oh, I'm sure he had tons of sex in those pants. No one else was there to enjoy. Yeah,
exactly.
It.
The third one I would recommend. There was a band that while their set, because we only had 20-minute sets, and this is what I was going to say, they did backlining, where instead of you bringing your equipment, you would bring, like, say, a guitar head and your guitar, and they had the speakers there. So you're using, like shit. They had absolute shit when it came to the equipment. Like, those shitty B-52 cabinets and, like, really crappy bass stuff. The drum sets that they had.
Gangbang in the musical equipment.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
did you kick their shit around, too, to get it to work?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I did.
Oh, not going to be a body
It was just kind of fucking annoying. And this band that I'm going to recommend, I was really impressed by them, but it's because of the way their show was that really made me not like them. It was this band called City Mouse. Three-piece punk band with a girl singer. Girl was really good, but she had a mouth on her, and she, like...
That's unusual.
She talked a lot of shit punk while band. She was doing it.
Lead singer, well, like here's the thing, and she has a potty
they
mouth?
Okay in a in, okay here their songs were no longer than 3 minutes long. They played 2.5 songs in a 20-minute set.
Wait, what?
That doesn't add up.
It doesn't.
So meaning that she has talked in between.
This is why she started playing the first song, got halfway through, the guitar cut out, she got mad. Instead of fixing the guitar, someone else got up there and was messing with it, and she just sat there talking to the crowd, like talking shit to the crowd.
Mm.
Nice.
Can she work a room?
No.
I thought you said she had a mouth on her.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Dirty.
Dirty. Anyways, no. But, work like, it was just a bunch of bullshit that happened with it. But I talked to her after. She's a really nice girl, and I was
except
like...
Except for that fucking mouth.
That fucking mouth. So I grabbed a CD from her, and I listened to it on the way back, and I really, really dig them. They're really, really good.
Yeah. After that?
After all of that bullshit. Oh, that was another thing. She didn't have a tuner, and she bitched for about 10 minutes about not having a tuner and waited while someone found her
a
tuner.
I have to veto this. I care about our listeners, and I don't think that this person has earned their attention.
Okay.
She's a dumb bitch that doesn't bring a tuner. Yeah, no shit.
Then we'll put the cash
rewind
on that one.
Rewind. We're not plugging her band. Mm-mm. Dumb bitch.
Okay. Then I will say my last one was probably my friend Ziggy Band. The Ziggy Band.
Ziggy now, again, this
my friend
isn't
Ziggy's band.
My friend. The name of the band is.
Oh, Breaker Breaker One Niner.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a lump. Okay.
Got it.
Yeah, pretty much. They were awesome. They were freaking awesome. The third day was acoustic
language,
sets,
please.
You got a mouth on you too.
My God, coming back from your punk
you
show, freaking this and freaking that,
freaky frick frick,
freaky frick frick.
Dang's no, parents listen to this.
Yeah,
it was really really fun. Like, I don't know if I'll do it again.
So why do you want me to go?
And well, because the experience was great, but I mean,
sounded like it was.
Cost, I mean, if it costs you $300 to get out there, I mean, you got to say, is it worth it?
Probably not.
You know,
I'm gonna go out on a limb.
So you didn't have one drink while you were out there?
Nope.
Nothing?
Not at all?
Nothing. Nothing else?
Did have a hamburger that was... They didn't have...
Boca Burgers?
Yeah, they didn't have that, so they gave me just a huge mushroom.
Ugh.
On bread. And I look at it, and it looked like someone just took something from the garbage and threw it on there. I was like, this is not a mushroom. This is... You got this out of the street.
Your lifestyle doesn't fit that.
Yeah.
Lifestyle. Okay.
Anyway, so.
Dude, but it was really cool because a lot of my friends were like, you know, we're really proud of you. And that's really cool that you're actually able to like
come. This is what they were saying to your face.
Yeah. They're like, it's really cool that you can come to this and not like actually partake into it.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, it was really nice. Like. Everyone was really supportive about it and cool.
That's cool.
Had the greatest pizza I've ever had in my entire life there.
Here we go.
What was on it?
It was artichoke hearts and mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Daisies.
Daisies. Yeah. Fuck you.
Three sap.
It was made out of cardboard.
Sprinkled up with ground up nutmeg and... Mm-hmm.
Region for something.
Baked in the sun for 2 days
in an Indian adobe hut.
Just sprinkle with falafel and things of that.
Right nature. On, man. So yeah. Is that it? That's the last show, right?
I believe so.
Death to
that's what I was. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is that the last?
Well,
last
here's the thing. Like last from last? What I've heard,
last?
Everyone that was there, like
you're working on your reunion tour.
No. Everyone that was there sing our songs. And that was really fucking odd for me. You know what I mean? They'll actually have people like care about what's going on. Cause I mean here, like while my friends here go to my shows and hang out, I don't think I have any one of my friends that are fans of the band.
I don't even like you as a person.
That adamantly are legitimate fans. You know what I mean? Which is fine. You know, that's great that my friends are willing to support me and willing to go out and hang out. And I love playing for my friends. But like I said, I don't know if any of our friends that are fans necessarily, you know?
Yeah, you got to find your niche somewhere.
Yeah. So we went there, dude. It was so odd to like get up on stage and like, you know, hey, we're Black Sails Western Shores. And before I could finish this Western Shores part, people just freaked out and like screamed. And
I don't believe you.
Oh, I do.
All right.
Anyways,
hard time.
No, but it was just really, really cool to see happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there was kids that.
But that
were,
sounds bittersweet.
Yeah, and it definitely was. Like that's all I kept thinking. I'm like, wow, it's a perfect end to you know playing in this band and doing stuff. But the weird thing is that. Everyone there kept telling me, hey, don't stop. Keep going. You guys are fucking really good. And everyone loves you. That's why everyone came. And there was a lot of people that told me that. They came up to me throughout the entire
mm-hmm.
weekend that were like, I love your band. You guys are awesome. You played awesome. Like, thank you. And like, it was really surreal, I guess.
Did you get choked up?
I wish.
Did you cry?
Oh, choked up. I thought you said choked out.
Did you get choked out? Don't fucking stop. Do not fucking stop.
Don't you fucking stop.
What band was he in?
I can't remember the safe word.
It was my friend Ed's band.
Choke out?
Called
Choke. My friend's band, Choke Out?
No. This time it was actually called My Friend's Band.
It was called out. My Friend Just Choked Me Out. To keep my band in.
No, but there was a lot of people telling us, you know, not to quit and stuff, but.
And you said, fuck you, I got plans.
Well, the thing is that I read an article that Matt had done. And he was saying, like, oh, we're gonna be putting out another record. And we're going to do all these splits and a bunch of other stuff. And I'm like, really?
Sounds like you guys need to have a conversation.
Yeah, because I told you that this is going to be it.
Yeah, I don't buy any of this farewell shit, by the way.
Like, I really just want to do something different. I want to try something different with...
You'll be back.
Whoever.
So you stop doing it. Stop playing.
You can stop anytime.
Stop playing with Black Sails.
I pretty much have.
You fucking liar. You just got back from a festival.
Yeah, I know. And that was the last show. Fuck you.
I can quit anytime I want. Anytime.
So, Dan, how was your weekend?
It's been shit. Wall to wall. I'm just swamped with
work. My friend had a shitty weekend.
My boss was promoted, and I'm betwixt positions here.
Yeah.
And it's fucking killing me.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, it's really stressful.
What do you mean between?
Well,
like you're going to get promoted, or they're just trying to figure out?
Possibly, yeah. Uh-oh. Very possibly. But it just kind of threw me to the wolves.
They're going
to
put you on the fryer later now?
Yeah. Yep.
The fryaster.
Onion rings, too.
Woo-hoo!
So anyway, it's just been nothing but that. But I did squeeze in a movie, and we'll talk about that
nothing
later.
Nothing but work.
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, tons and tons of work. And I have... It's just... It's really shitty when you are... When a position above you opens up, and you're expected to take that, and then everybody else underneath you... As you're hitting the ground running, those people aren't prepared to shift up. They need training.
Yeah.
In the job that I'm in.
No.
And sure. I'm filling in my job plus my old supervisor's job, trying to train the people who need to move up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And then also new trainees who are coming in who know nothing. And then we have three people who are out, one of which is in Thailand for the next 13 days on vacation. And it's just, oh my God, it's a mess. And this is me getting into it. Yeah.
That's sad.
Good times.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get promoted, though.
Yeah. I'm
going to put some really happy music.
Does it really matter?
Because
you're talking about moving anyways.
Yeah. Everything is really in the air right now. I don't know anything yet.
So. It's in the air tonight.
Mm-hmm. Music
that.
Cue.
I love that song.
And I remember. I remember. Don't worry, worry.
Yeah.
That was almost a perfect echo. Very nice.
So, Dane, you did have your show.
Yes.
What else is going on in your world? Any news from Jaybird?
Not really. Nothing. That
what's going on with Johnny Utah?
Who's,
if this is the first time you're listening, Dane has... Go ahead, Dane. Concise. What? Or any new listeners out there, what is it you're expecting?
There's none.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
You don't know.
My friend's listening.
Wait, what are we talking about? I've completely lost...
Your poster.
Oh, news on that front?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. It's been quiet. It's like... I don't know. It's...
What's up with your headphones tonight, by the way?
Yeah, I got some new headphones, and they're super cool. Showed up.
Did you get those at fucking Urban Outfitters or what?
I might have. No, I didn't. I got them through the mail.
So they did?
Because that's totally in right now.
The mail.
Anyways.
Your headphones look so gay.
All right. Well, if nothing's going on over there, then...
Nothing. I mean, that show is pretty much eating up all my time. We're working on recording still.
Yum, yum.
Kind of doing that, and I made beef jerky. I made some beer the other day, and
which was splendid.
You know what? You know what? Call me when you make a fucking really good soy anything.
I'm becoming like quite the snack connoisseur.
I guess so. People just come here and drink beer and eat beef jerky.
I
want
to learn how to make that beef jerky.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Your first batch of beer was superb.
This one might be better. Let's see. Kind of smells like the stuff we used.
Like regret.
Well, no, it kind of smells like Vegemite right now. So it's my
bones around the room.
Might anyone, throw some hair on your chest.
Vegemite?
I have some.
What?
I have Vegemite.
Yeah, let's get some of that going.
That's right. So, anyways, I don't know. Do we want to get right into talking about some news and stuff?
Yeah, I have a couple stories
and stuff.
Was,
so hold on.
Very,
we got to pause for our for our music. We got right. Anyways, Dan, what's going on in the news today?
Well, Okay, last week I brought up some pretty scary shit about airplanes, so I thought I'd just kind of continue that theme.
More?
Well, why not? You know, once you open that door.
Once you open that hole in the side of the airplane.
Ooh.
Zing.
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
That's right.
Fucking.
Senor, that's why your name's on the marquee.
Senor Segway.
Outside your house.
Senor Segway.
I put it up. JFK runway collision spotlights dangers on the ground.
Wait, what?
There was a collision at JFK. Two jets on the runway.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they didn't even get off the air or off the ground.
Wow.
The violent collision Monday night between a double-decker Airbus A380, which is, I believe, is the biggest jet, and a tiny little jet. Nobody was hurt, but apparently this gigantic jet, Air France Flight 7, flying the largest passenger jet plane in the world, was taxiing toward takeoff at 8:08 p.m. when its left wing struck the tail of Comair jet, hitting with such force that it spun the small jet around like a top. The collision was captured on video, which it's on there.
Crazy.
Nobody was hurt, but son of a bitch. Imagine being strapped in there and...
Would you just be pointing, like, everyone else can see what's about to happen, yeah. And just kind of going like, oh.
Biggest fucking wing ever coming at you.
It's like, all right, this is your captain speaking, if you notice the...
Yeah, oh, shit!
Yeah. Oh, God.
How hard is that clip?
Dude, that's fucking insane. Yeah,
blew it up. See,
was Did it you clip that, like Air France clipped that jet?
Yeah. Was it clipped it hardcore.
Was it you that sent me the pictures of like, or like the news story where it was like they found like a grip of holes on other planes?
Yeah, Southwest? There were like five more Southwest that's jets that had cracks in the fuselage.
Are you serious?
After they grounded the fleet because of the one that we talked about last week.
It's like fucking baby Huey is doing the fucking maintenance on these things, dude. It's frightening as shit to me because, like, I was talking to my bosses today and I might have to go to Wyoming for a while.
What's a while?
A while. But, but I mean, I'm going to have to fly up there. And I'm, like, now terrified of all this shit that's going on. I'm like, I'll just take the train. We don't have trains to Wyoming. I'll just take a fast-moving anything.
You know this. Don't you shouldn't worry because this news story was just made up by the government to hide the fact that we're in another war.
Ooh, I like where you're going with that.
Whoa, that was like a Daniel comment.
Wow. I know.
Seriously, though.
Eat on that.
Why don't you go ahead and say the rest of it, Dan?
Here's the deal. First off, we don't even know if Japan really exists. What was all that shit about?
That's a good point.
I don't know. I didn't see you go there. Who knows if you actually went?
Yeah.
Could be all made up.
Are we supposed to believe that water is completely encircling the globe?
Yes.
I don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
It's a bunch of bullshit if you ask me.
You know. I can see the horizon.
It's just a little bit of water.
It's flat. And flat.
Right off the edge.
I saw the videos. There was nothing like Deep Impact, so I'm not impressed.
Did you hear they had like another earthquake? It's fucking
they did.
Sad and insane.
Yeah, but... How bad were they? I didn't really see anything.
It was like it was like a 6.2, something like that. Like, pretty significant.
I'm not impressed.
Speaking of travel.
I'm not impressed. What a fucking asshole. Come to me when you get that 8.0.
Yeah. Fuck, was that even on the news? Why?
Come on, why?
What bother?
I can fucking stop my foot.
When the continental shelf springs up in front of me.
Right here. Oh, shit. Comma is a bitch. What do you know?
Speaking of countries that probably don't exist, Mexico fines 28 more lives. And, well, anymore. It's, no, they're all here.
You mean?
Yeah, really.
Mexico fines 28 more bodies in border pits.
Nice.
You know what? I was going to ask you about this. I think you were mentioning to me about it anyways, but what is that? Like, I haven't read anything about it.
Well, that. All. That place that's just south of here.
Yeah, I know.
Mexico.
There's a country down there, yeah. And it's, you know, it's in shambles right now. A lot of people killing each other.
Really?
Yeah.
It's run by the Warriors.
I promise.
That's what I heard.
The band or?
Yeah.
The Ultimate Warriors, actually, the president.
The Ultimate Warriors.
There.
What should we do next?
It's just... A country of lucha libres.
Yep.
Ramses is the president.
Mexican investigators have found a total of 116 bodies in pits near the U.S. border.
Yeah.
28 more than previously reported.
Coyotes.
Morales, the attorney general, said a total of 17 suspects tied to the brutal Zetas gang. Looking at you, Steve.
Zetas.
Have been detained in relation to the killings in the northern state of Tamaulipas. Some of whom have purportedly confessed to abducting passengers from buses and killing them.
Yep.
Interior Secretary Francisco Blake Mora pledged to step up the presence of troops and federal police in the area where the killings occurred and not leave the area until the killers and drug gang members there have been caught. Because that's going to happen.
Dude, that shit's fucking been ongoing for years, dude.
Well, I feel like it's kind of come to a head lately. In the last year, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now they're just snatching people out of buses.
Yeah, it got real.
Trucks. Like, there was that, what was that, local UFC fighter or MMA?
Here?
What happened?
Yeah, there was a guy that was from Bakersfield, and he was driving down to Mexico, and apparently two people came from Mexico across the border and yanked this guy out of his truck as he's getting ready to cross into Mexico and just shot and killed him.
No shit.
Yeah, and I think there was somebody else in the truck, too, that might have got shot, but he died.
I'm looking at you.
And man, it's just getting brutal down there. And this is why I'm saying, that
people getting shot on jet skis?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Well, she's off mic, so it's weird. Nobody knows what she's saying right now.
Oh, Vanessa's here, by the way.
What?
And Nicole.
I was trying to be quiet.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, the jet ski. You didn't hear.
No, I didn't hear about jet ski murders. What is this? Fucking surf ninjas must die.
It should be. I don't know if you don't participate in society or what, but there was.
I had a show the other night. How fucking low.
This was 6 months ago.
Oh, was it?
There was a.
I had a show then too.
There was a couple that were jet skiing on Lake Falcon, I think, which is Arizona. Mexico border, and apparently it was kind of in an area that has been known for drug wars.
Do they go out in the middle of the water, wade out waist deep and start shooting at each other?
No, I don't know, but it's nobody really knows where the line is for the Zeta gang versus whatever their rival is.
So they jet skied right in the middle of it.
These gang people came up and
on jet skis, please?
I think they were in a boat.
Oh.
And they shot the husband execution style right in front of his wife. And as his wife's trying to pull him up onto the jet ski, they're trying to shoot at her, and she had to leave his body there and watch it sink and drive
that
away.
Sounds an excuse, she said that's what happened, but she really just wanted life insurance.
There is a theory about that, about life insurance, but I saw her on Border Wars.
And she looked sad.
I don't think...
The lesson here is, don't date anybody you really care for.
The lesson here is...
anybody you couldn't walk away from in 30 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah. I
don't date anybody with a jet ski. Yeah.
If I'm facing down the Zetas guns...
Mm.
Take her jet ski out of here.
Yeah.
I just
you better be able to hit that throttle faster than I can.
Yeah. I would have just liked to see just a bunch of gang members on fucking jet skis with guns strapped to this. Just be the worst James Bond. But it's in this a shallow lake.
How would they doctor it up? Because all gangbangers have to fuck with their cars and stuff.
Well, there would definitely be LEDs
going
all around.
How would they do their jet ski?
I don't know. They'd have LEDs going
the
all
seats
around.
Floored.
They would. They like velvet handles on it.
I more like the idea of them putting human. They have human skulls tied to the front of them.
This isn't fucking Road Warrior, motherfucker.
That's
what
I'm imagining.
That's just what Mexico's gonna turn into.
And I imagine they all look like Danny Trejo.
Just swim away.
Just swim away.
Swim away.
Danny
Doggy
Trejo.
Paddle backward.
Don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just swim away.
Just swim away.
I have one more.
How many times have we referenced
the headline reads, "Bizarre Iceland Museum gets donated human phallus."
Nice dicks.
Yeah. And
I'm just making sure.
Oh, so dick news.
Well,
in life, well, come on, it's the news on this show, so you know it's going
to
happen.
And they just added names to the like the dictionary, so they could take them away too. For all I know, they changed it recently. But you're talking about dicks, right?
Wow, really?
Yes. Just
you're talking about dicks, right?
Just to ease your fears. I'm definitely talking about dicks. In life, Paul Arison sought attention. In death, he is getting it. The 95-year-old Icelander's pickled penis will be the main attraction in one of his country's most bizarre museums. Sigurdur Jardarson, who runs a phallological museum in the tiny Icelandic...
Phallological?
Phallological.
That's a word?
It is now. In the tiny Icelandic fishing town of Húsavík, said Arison's organ will help round out the unusual institution's extensive collection of phalluses from whales, seals, bears, and other mammals.
Hmm. So there's a dick museum? Imagine,
I mean, your dick next to a whale dick?
Can I be put in the rodent category? The whale dick would on the other side of the
whale. Is he in the whale hall, or do we get our own?
Yeah.
Several people have pledged their penises over the years, including an American, a Briton, and a German.
Do they get rejected? Like, they don't get in?
Is there, like, a board that approves them?
Yeah. A dick board? A
dick board.
Look at this guy. Shit. But Arison's was the first to be successfully donated.
Like, what happened before? Like, all of them were mauled by a tiger and the dick got ripped off? Or
just halfway through. Yeah. They got lost in UPS.
God damn you, FedEx.
We should have got tracking on that dick.
Highlights of the museum's collection include a 67-inch sperm whale penis preserved in formaldehyde, lampshades made from bull testicles, and what the museum described as an unusually big penis bone from a Canadian walrus.
Hmm.
Ew.
Is this like a family place? Like this... Schools go on field trips to this. We're going to the Dick Museum.
Could you imagine getting your parents to sign that release slip?
Hey, Mom, Dad. Slip?
Yeah.
I need you to sign the paper saying I can look at dicks.
Faggot.
I don't think I should sign that.
I cannot believe that, dude. That's insane. Why would you want a Dick Museum?
But who gives a shit about a human penis?
Yeah.
Ladies.
Like a, yeah.
I'm looking for some reinforcement
here. I'm a little more concerned at the fact that you're like more interested in other species penises.
Well, they're animals.
No one's ever seen a cat penis, so that is kind of intriguing if they have that. Like,
I like how Nicole like just shot up real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to look it up.
Yeah, I'm not gross. Gonna lie. I look every time Marley gets a lipstick.
Yeah. Red Racket.
Dog dick.
You can't help it. It's so bright.
I'm not okay with dog dick.
Shiny.
No. I'm not okay with any dick.
Shiny.
Frankly.
It's just like, I can't stop looking.
It's always moist.
A little
too.
Concerned now, Vanessa. Yeah. Jesus.
All right. Yeah. Anyways, moving on to the next topic.
Segue off that shit.
Speaking of dicks.
here he goes.
I read.
My bad, boy.
I know. Speaking of dicks, my friend's dick. It's playing this weekend. No, but I read a news article earlier today that I thought was just fucking fantastic.
I'll be the judge of that.
I don't have the article in front of me, which is unprepared.
Here we go.
But basically what it says is that, what is it, Prince William, Prince Harry, Prince Charming? What's his name?
Albert.
Prince Albert, yeah.
I believe it's Albert.
Prince William.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
Is going to like invited his exes to his wedding.
Of course.
His ex-girlfriends.
Like he threw invitations at him to come
in their face.
To the royal wedding. Royal wedding.
So, okay. So you have a problem with this?
No, I don't. I think that's fucking mad pimpish, dude. Like
that he can do that.
Like just be like, hey, bitch, I know I used to dick you down, but you know, I'm getting tied down. So why don't you come out and enjoy the festivities?
That's how the prince talks in your head.
Exactly. That's what I hear. Yeah. Like he's fucking a pimp named Slickback from fucking Boondocks in my head. Like that is the biggest fuck you, I think.
Well, maybe he just respects women and he actually makes friends with them after he, you know,
no,
it's not working
that.
out. You know, let's remain friends.
After you fucking date him. Or have dicked him down?
Maybe in your world. Well, this is across the pond we're talking about. They do lots of things differently.
Clearly.
You know.
They drive on the wrong side
of the
street.
Is there like a long line of them? Or is there just one or two?
It looked like it was just a couple of people that he like hit up and did that to. But still, like, how much of an asshole do you have to be? It's like, yeah, I know we used to be together and stuff like that, but I found someone that's a hell of a lot better than you. You want to come and hang out while
it's
I actually...
It's like his eighth grade... Yeah. Girlfriend.
No, this is like chicks he recently dated.
Steven was there. He saw it.
Me and Will were fucking chilling like crazy.
He saw his red rocket.
Yeah. He's royalty, you know? It
he
had
was showing
to be like
me his
some
pickled
kind
dick.
Of.
How do you know it's not like, you know,
they're standing relation? It's not like you picked up some chick from the red light in Amsterdam.
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of like a stuffy family, I imagine. So it's probably just like women he took out to a couple dinners and said, you know, like.
But why would you invite them to your fucking wedding?
Because they're probably
they're
in
classy.
The same family tree.
Yeah.
They're British royalty.
His Look father at is, his father is, you know, very high up on the, who knows?
They have a history of keeping it in the fam.
Maybe I should just ask freaking, British Phil.
British
what's
Phil.
Going on.
Because he'll know.
Yeah, let me tell you.
You know, one guy that's from the general
area.
Let's just call it the continent.
That'll work.
Bill, like, what's going on with the royal family?
Yeah, what's going on with the royal family, dude? Fuck you.
I imagine you get punched in the face if you did that.
I was talking to him the first time I met him, and I told him, I was just like, yeah, dude, I kind of figured that everyone from Britain was either a member of Monty Python or acted like the dudes in Snatch. And he's like, he just gave me the like weirdest look and told me to fuck off.
Then he did the twit walk away from you.
The what?
Oh, yeah. So you're going to make a Monty Python joke and not know what I'm talking about? Fuck you.
He opened an umbrella and floated away. Yeah. You get mad at me when I make Mexican jokes. And there you are, you hypocrite.
Making fun of whites.
Slandering whites.
Making fun of rights.
The whites.
No, I wish I was white.
Well, I have a news story. This one got around quite a bit. The company that owns the Applebee's restaurant chain said Monday it was immediately retraining its workers nationwide after a server at a suburban Detroit location accidentally served alcohol to a toddler.
Yeah.
The company, California-based Dine Equity Incorporated, said it would also change the way it serves juice to youngsters to eliminate the chance of any mix-up that could result in any more toddlers.
But then again, it was Detroit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How do you accidentally
serve? They were just getting
it's
that kid
Detroit.
Ready. It's getting that kid ready for life in Detroit. But she ordered the mother ordered her 15-month-old son Dominic an apple juice. What the little boy apparently got instead was a margarita. His mom told WDIV-TV that she only realized something was wrong when Dominic, quote, kind of laid his head on the table and dozed off a little bit and woke up and woke up and got really happy. The little boy reportedly began hailing strangers, too. Applebee's.
He actually drank it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Apple juice and a margarita. Those look alike.
When the toddler was groping the waitress.
Would you like salt on that, little boy?
Hey, sugar tits.
Salt on the rim. Perhaps a lime with that apple juice.
Why don't you make this not a virgin next
time? So mommy and daddy just sat there as a kid.
How irresponsible are you as a parent?
Did it come in a fucking sippy cup?
I think it came in a sippy cup, probably. It doesn't say for sure.
I'm sure it didn't come in like a margarita glass.
Sippy cup, but there's salt on the little...
Yeah.
Oh, for the sake of the story, it was... yeah, that's right. The server was Sammy Hagar. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
The Red Rocker.
Come on!
Oh, yeah.
But I just thought it was funny. And then, like, obviously, like, people were like, well, I hope that, you know, whoever gets fired for it. And I would think so, probably. But
and they're
why?
Suing. It was Applebee's?
I don't think they're suing him, actually. I don't know if they're suing him or not.
Dude, Applebee's has no money. Have you ever ate there?
Oh, my God. I hate that place.
There's always, like, four people that are there, and it's regulars.
I know people who swear by that place.
Their food is gross.
It is gross. I hate it. So anyways, so toddlers getting drunk.
That's fucking hilarious, though.
That is funny.
Even if it's in a sippy cup, like, you see your baby fucking laying its head on the ground.
I just like the fact that it said it looked sleepy, and then it woke up and was really happy. I'm like, that's awesome.
Who of us have ever been really
it slapped
sleepy?
Slapped a waitress's ass.
Yeah. It was hitting on a toddler that was, like, really ugly. He wouldn't normally hit on a toddler that ugly. It had drunk eyes.
Still had tons of baby fat.
Oh, man.
That's disgusting. Anyways, so anything else you guys got?
No? Was 5 months younger than him.
That's right. Ugh. That's just gross. Oh, I did find a. I don't know if this is really news, but I did find in the world of bacon and bacon-related products, there are two new interesting finds. The first one is bacon cologne.
I did see something about this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I posted about that. So that's cool.
Ladies,
I would wear that. What, you
no,
wouldn't wear
not.
That?
Did you
Why?
Fart?
Why?
No, it was a chair.
Why?
Ladies, listen up.
If that happened again, it was the chair, too.
That's fucking gross. Why would you want to smell like bacon?
Why wouldn't you want to smell like bacon?
Because I'm not a fucking fat ass.
Because
oh, here we go. This is all right. We're gonna have meat wars. Let's do this.
No, dude, I love fucking bacon. Don't
yeah.
talk shit.
You love fucking.
Would you
bacon?
Like some? I could grill some right now.
I can't. Sorry.
Oh, too bad. The other thing was a bacon inhalant. So like it.
Oh,
you right. sent it to me. Go ahead and recap.
Well, all I remember about it was just that it was bacon, and it looked like it came in like one of those little like you would have if you had a. Help me out.
Like an inhaler.
Yeah, like just if you had a. Why am I? I'm retarded. I don't remember the name.
Asthma.
Asthma. Like if you had asthma. That's it.
Bacon allergies. Asthma.
Bacon asthma, which I have actually.
Basma.
Enough. Bacon.
Now.
Dude. Inhaler.
This brings to mind, like, to me, like, I think, like, the whole bacon thing, as funny as I think it is, it's kind of jumped the shark. It's, like, gone
it's
a little bit.
It's jumped the pig.
It's jumped the pig. The bacon stuff's getting a little old. I mean,
is it? Or are we just scratching the surface?
I think we're scratching
right?
the surface. That's what I'm worried about, though. Yeah. It's like, you're going to go into.
What does the bacon inhaler do?
It basically just gives you the refreshing feeling of bacon.
The refreshing. Have you ever felt refreshed when you ate bacon?
Every yes, time.
Every time.
So it makes you a man.
All the time, every time. Yeah.
Okay.
It basically instantly just hair on your chest.
No more expensive sex change operation.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Anyway, that's I just thought I'm kind of getting a little tired of the bacon jokes just because
yeah,
it was
sure
I liked bacon before
sure
it was cool
are.
To like bacon. I just want that to be put out there.
How indie was that?
Yeah.
I liked bacon when there was like three people at their shows.
I know. It was like when it was just me and my uncle eating it. That's when I liked it.
Oh man.
Anyway, so that's all we got for news.
I don't know. I don't know if it's news or
it's
if it's
a chair.
A, or
swear
if it's,
it.
If it's movie stuff.
Movie? No, just go into it then.
Oh well, I guess we're gonna go into the movie stuff.
Is it movie stuff or not?
It's about a movie.
Well then,
did you stuff any movies? Stuff.
What, huh?
Movie stuff.
What stuff?
I don't know. You were saying it a lot.
Oh, movie stuff. Well, no, I guess we can talk about movie stuff. Like, what did you want to talk about?
Cue movie music. Go!
You
want to
know what I think?
I
think it's
effects.
The worst
I mean,
fucking movie
come on,
I ever did.
Come on.
He's standing there. He's just
fucking
like, hey,
what are you doing, buddy? I'm not going to give anything away. Spoiler alert.
The best fucking movie I've ever seen.
Actually, I thought it was very well thought out, and I would... recommend it to many of my friends. Yes.
I like how we all pause so we can edit in the music, and then it's like we have no segue. We're just like, silence.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's all we can do.
You just broke the fourth
yeah,
wall,
you
bitch.
Yeah, you just fucked up
oh,
the magic.
I did,
doing.
I'm sorry. Anyways.
Unprofessional.
I know.
So they're making...
Somebody bacon here.
They're give me my inhaler. God damn it. So they're so they're making Bill and Ted 3.
Oh.
Yep, heard about that.
Fucking sick.
Are you excited?
I'm fucking stoked as shit.
Are they going to bring back like a CGI George Carlin? That's the only way
I know,
I'll watch
right?
that shit.
That's what I was concerned with. Like, do they go with like, oh, he died like in the booth?
Who knows?
They could use clips from the original, the first two,
yeah.
if there's still time travel involved. And what kind of a Bill Ted's doesn't have time travel?
Sure.
And they could show like, you know, put them over the top of an old clip.
True.
Where's that other guy even at, though? What has he done lately?
You called him what?
I don't remember. That other guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's he doing?
Oh, Nothing. Come on.
Oh, you know
well,
him?
What's his name? What's his name, buddy? Yeah,
yeah
without the phone.
Yeah.
Come on, IMDb does.
Check you out.
No, the article I read was talking about him doing like little, you know, straight to video bit parts and stuff like that. And then I guess he directs now.
Really?
Yeah, he's a director.
He turned down The Room.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, he was on Lost Boys, and that's all I fucking remember. You know what I mean?
That's the one.
You couldn't remember what else he did?
Yeah, I could not remember. Like, for the longest time, I was just like, what's that? I still don't know his name.
Well, as moviegoers, we're very fortunate that Keanu Reeves is immortal and doesn't age, and so he'll pull it off.
Dude, I was reading, like, his thing where he... Because he's on board for it, apparently.
Keanu is?
Yeah, and he was talking about it. And the way he was talking was like, yeah, we're already in, like, the script for him, and we're almost there, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like... Like, you're writing the script, or...
He's giving notes, like...
It's just a post-it note thing.
He's just standing over, and he just has, like, a note that just says, whoa. Says he puts it on the table for the writer just getting really annoyed. You're in my home, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, add that in there.
No more punch-up from Keanu.
Yeah, exactly. No, but, like, I wanted to ask you guys, do you care, or...
No.
Or...
Don't care.
I would go see it.
Would you?
Did you like the other two, though? Like, I know you did.
They're not bad movies.
You and I talked about it all the time.
I don't remember really giving two shits about it.
Yes. If there is a third one, if it actually happens, if it comes to fruition, I will go see it.
You'll be there no matter what?
I will.
I just don't see how it could be
interesting.
I'll
be there with bacon on. It was a chair.
It does sound like you're farting.
With a bacon.
I feel like a retard because I'm just like... I feel so stupid. No, what is that fucking guy's name? Like, it's bothering me now.
Like, look it up by the movie instead. If you're
gonna look it up. Dane, did you see any previews lately?
Yes, I did. I wanted to talk about it last week, but we didn't get a chance to. I was hoping you guys might have seen it already, but the Green Lantern new trailer. Did you guys see that?
That's right. We forgot to talk about that.
Did I show it to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you showed us last week.
Yeah.
After the show.
Okay.
I believe.
What do you guys think of that? Like, I want to read from my brother what he said about it. It's pretty funny.
Oh, now I'm afraid to say.
Do you want to do that first? I can read that first.
Do that
first.
Yes, because this may change how I feel about it.
It's sad. We're like, oh, what did
What did he say?
What did he say?
So he's saying, I guess, that you've seen the WonderCon footage already. He says he thinks it's made the movie look a hell of a lot better than the Buddy Cop movie the last trailer made the things look like. And he says Heather, his wife, pointed out that she still didn't like the fact that the outfit is all CG. But he pointed out that since it was essentially a movie about space wizards, that CG made sense. Also, he was glad to see that they proved that they could use the magical power ring that can create anything to create something other than a ball or a fist. And then he says that giant yellow cloud is parallax, according to one of his sources.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
But parallax is Hal Jordan.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
In the comic.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Got really geeky in here all of a sudden.
Sorry.
Wow,
I outgeeked you.
Oh, yes. by the way, the dude's name is Alex Winter.
Of course it is.
And is he parallax in the Green Lantern?
He actually is.
So I think the CGI that I don't like is the mask.
Yeah,
I don't like that either.
The suit I could probably deal with if all his facial features weren't done.
It just reminds the mask on his face just reminds me of what is it?
Shit.
Your S&M mask.
The bat. No, the Batman. What Batman am I thinking of? With Clooney.
Oh, Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Reminds you of Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
It reminds me of that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well. Like, I just don't like the eyes, like, going all white and just kind of looking really goofy. Like, when he was doing the whole oath thing, and this would be the first time you might hear this out of my mouth, but I thought Ryan Reynolds looked shitty in that movie. Like, I usually like him, but I think he looks terrible in that movie.
Let's roll that one back.
I think Ryan Reynolds looks kind of shitty in that movie.
Oh, my God. You make my... Reality.
I just didn't buy it. I don't buy him as that kind of like...
Because he's been in so much shit, that's why.
Well, yeah, and it's just like he's too many other... He's too funny, I think, for that role.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. I don't know if you're going to bring it up, but did you watch the other trailer for Captain America?
I don't know. The most recent one?
Yeah, most recent one.
Yeah, I think so.
It
was
good?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but someone was telling me that they're just like, oh, it looks so much better.
It does. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you haven't seen
it
yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Like,
you should really check it out. Yeah, that movie I'm very excited about. It looks really, really
cool.
Is it?
Do they update it? Or is it
update
still,
how?
Time-wise.
What do you mean? In the movie, or?
No, like is it modern day? Or
no,
is it,
it's a period
piece. Okay, so
period.
It is a period piece.
Meaning he gets his period.
Mm-hmm.
A piece at a time.
Yeah. Red. He bleeds red.
The red skull is really
no
just
white or blue.
Gross.
It's all just a big allegory about getting your period.
I think this preview, this newest Green Lantern preview, it's helped me to want to go see it.
I'm more interested now in seeing it than I was when I saw that first one.
Well, I did like when he, like, what are you saying? Instead of the giant fist, which of course he has to use at some point.
Well, why
but
would
that
you
he uses that giant machine gun. That was fucking cool. Yeah. But what's that?
Why would you need anything else but a giant fist?
You would use a swing around your giant green dick. You know it.
Yeah, I probably would.
Green light. Dick.
Dick.
Kablat.
Take out a concrete block.
Yeah. And the shoot just
I think I would. I would do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to see if I could. You know what I mean?
I would just have like giant like panda bears just attacking people. Giant green panda bears.
It's just the first thing that comes to Dane's mind is fucking rabid Rottweilers. I'm gonna kill him with this.
Dog head.
It's just chihuahuas.
Yeah, billions of them, like bees.
Well, that's true, though. Like, what if you were Green Lantern, what would you use instead of a giant fist or a gun or something obvious?
Would what would just, be the first object that would come to mind?
Like, just a giant Genghis Khan. Just on
what
your
the
fist.
Fuck, dude? Really?
Right, exactly. If you were like a bad guy and it was like, oh,
it's like a giant Jeffrey Dahmer.
You've already fought this guy like six times. You're like, oh, here comes the fucking fist. And you just pull out a giant like Winston Churchill. that would shake him up. That would shake up Parallax, I think. Parallax wouldn't be able to.
Oh, my God. One thing I will say that like I said, I'm
you get psycho points for that one.
Yeah. See? It threw him off his game. He doesn't even know what to say. Fuck you.
Corn dog somebody to death.
I got beat by a corn dog. No, I agree with you, though. Like,
just snossages.
He beats you to death with a Wii controller. we could go all night.
I know.
I know this is dumb, but I didn't know that they were going to do a Wonder Woman movie.
They're not.
Yeah, it's
they're
a
not
show.
Now? That's
TV
not. That's a show.
Oh, it's a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just saw that. Like someone was telling me they're like they're making a movie about that.
The costume.
That's fucking gay.
Yeah. They
who
put
is,
out.
Who is the girl?
Hey,
that's doing it?
You have a vagina and boobs. You want to talk about Wonder Woman for a second?
Yeah. I mean, you How might you as well have something. It? So, Steve, you said you didn't really watch anything.
Nah, I mean, not really. Yeah. I mean, I've watched kind of little bits and pieces of shows. Like, I watched...
You've watched the road go by as you drove?
Yeah.
To your next adventure?
No. Oh, I did watch a movie while I was in Arizona, though.
That's what I was looking for.
I watched...
What did the hotel charge for it?
Yeah.
It's expensive as shit. No, I watched Blown Away.
Nice.
I haven't seen that movie in fucking years.
Blown Away. Is that the Jeff Bridges?
Or yeah, and Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Don't forget Lloyd Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a movie with Tommy Lee Jones today called Natural Born Killers. I watched that.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah.
I fucking love him in that movie.
He's really good. I like the end. I realized that him at the end of that movie when he's getting like pulled by the prisoners and he's spraying him with the pepper spray. Yeah. That's how I want to go.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I want to go.
By the way, I learned something this weekend. Corinne and I were talking. She's like, I totally want to go out like Matthew McConaughey in Reign of Fire.
Yes.
I was like,
that's
dude,
my first choice.
Dane and I were talking about that for the longest time.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
I would love to die like that.
I
but I want the shaved head and beard. Like, I don't want to
and
just...
And dragons.
And
Yeah, the dragon thing needs to
happen. But that's coming.
The Tommy Lee Jones and Natural Born Killers is much more likely. But
once we find out Japan is real, they've got to have dragons.
I'm thinking that's what's causing the freaking earthquakes.
Ooh, I think so. Dragons. Right? They're trying to come out.
Think about it, people.
They're coming out from underneath
the earth. The wings, they're underwater. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Creating tsunamis.
I know. I fucking know.
Godzilla.
Japanese culture, it's all about dragons.
That's why it's fucking going down. Go zero.
Anyways, do you guys, you like that movie a lot?
What?
Or you just like Tommy Lee Jones, Natural Born Killers?
Oh, I love that fucking movie.
See, I'm not doing
it. You're a fucking idiot. No, you're an idiot. Your opinion no longer matters to me.
That I think it just kind of overblown. I realized.
I never cared. Oh, off the hook.
Oh, I just realized I don't really like Oliver Stone's most of his stuff. I think the best one I've seen is JFK.
What?
Yeah.
That's you didn't like The Doors?
Oh, you know, I didn't see that one.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, you gotta check that out.
Okay.
You like The Doors, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that movie's fucking amazing.
Val Kilmer's.
You're crazy, dude. Man. That movie is so good.
Natural Born?
Yeah, Natural Born Killers is so fucking good.
See, I just thought, like, it was kind
of. I didn't like Robert Downey Jr. that much in it.
Yeah,
you didn't want to die like he died?
No, I figured that I would just die like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was just. I don't know. I remember I saw it when I was a kid, and I didn't really think much of it. It was too violent for me to really kind of grasp anything else I was trying to say. But
yeah, I had a lot of people keeping me from it, too.
Yeah.
And then I watched it, and I thought, really?
Yeah.
There's one thing that I really wish they had left in the movie that they didn't, and it was the...
Were you there in the
editing? If you have the DVD on the extras, it has a deleted scene with... Candy Mountain! And Charlie... No, it's Dennis Leary doing like how the old spots that he used to do for like MTV and stuff like that, where he just ranted for a little bit. It was the same thing on that. Fantastic. I wish they had left that in there.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was cool. It was cool the way he did it and the way he tied everything together. It was really cool. I liked it and I thought it would have worked.
The better movie that I watched today was The Shining. I just got done before you got over.
The movie or the miniseries, the movie with Nicholson.
I really like that one. I'm starting to realize I really like, cause after watching Clockwork Orange again and then this, and I'm just like kind of convinced that Kubrick was as good as the tradition that he definitely like. I mean, he just does, after watching Oliver Stone, kind of to me kind of hack it up a little bit and fucking... That's why I thought of it. I thought the way it was filmed was kind of lame. It was lame.
You're fucking retarded.
Okay.
But you really dug The Shining?
Yeah, I mean, I'd seen it obviously a few times before, but it's been a while. And I just think it's really well done. Like, obviously, the classic shots that, you know, the things that I really liked are like when he's following the kid riding his bike through the place, and just it's really good at being creepy.
Kept it low as a kid.
Yeah.
That I didn't like about it that I did like about the miniseries is they did make it more like the book where
who gives a shit about that. When you hold that up against
never mind.
Even though Stephen
just
King
fucking never mind.
Removed his name.
How about
from
that?
It,
let's go on to the next subject.
I looked at Stephen King like, fuck you. This movie's amazing.
Wait, Stephen King removed his name from the movie?
Like, apparently he didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Kubrick wasn't what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I think when you do a Stephen King novel the way it's supposed to be, you wind up getting the Langoliers or Dreamcatcher. Well, I am curious. What was it different about the miniseries of The Shining?
It doesn't matter. Dan's
he doesn't know. He's just going to go on this.
You're a dick. You're a dick.
There was a dragon? Was there a dragon?
It was Pete's dragon.
Pete's dragon.
No, the book is more. It's actually more of a supernatural thing than it is him going crazy.
I read books.
Well, I thought that this was very this one was very supernatural. I read books.
The way the book is written, that would have to.
They
say
completely
that.
Skipped
really,
over chapter 16.
I never really cared too much for the way that Kubrick decided to go as far as everything's concerned.
When he left out the part where Jack was. Writing it all work, no play on the mirror, and it was reversed.
I loved Kubrick's version of it, but I wish that Kubrick went more with the supernatural aspect than him going crazy.
How was it not supernatural? It was all obviously that there was something more than him just going crazy. There was all this other shit going on.
You know what? You're
and everyone was seeing shit in that
movie.
He was
totally fucking haunted.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fucking haunted house
movie. He's just playing devil's advocate.
No, I get it. I mean,
you're fucking devil.
You're that guy. You're that guy.
You're fucking devil. Wow, dude. Like, I couldn't even make a sentence out of it. You didn't
spit that out.
I just smeared
you. You're fucking devil.
I'm mad.
Did Damn, you I actually don't... end up watching Parnassus after all? Or?
You know what? I can't even say that.
Yeah, I did. And I can say confidently that...
You're fucking stupid.
Al Pacino
You're stupid.
Is a much stupid. Better devil. I love stupid. Tom Waits, and I think
stupid.
The kind of devil... This whole thing you're doing right now, with everything we're saying,
because you're wrong,
not working.
Well, if you said the right things, then I wouldn't have to do it.
I rubbed
the kind of character that that devil is definitely interesting, but the performance from Al Pacino. But anymore, all I think is Al Pacino's just one character always.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
But he knocked it out of the park with that.
Yeah, but like I shouldn't say that he's one character because Donnie Brasco. He was not that guy.
I'm not going to call you out on the podcast. Yeah, I am. I'm going to call you out on the podcast. You fucking love Devil's Advocate.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just I love that fucking movie.
Get you out there all but, naked but, in front of everyone.
Bare-assed in front of the people. No, but like I love that movie. Absolutely love that movie. And I actually think that Tom Waits did a way better job.
I don't think because Tom Waits acting in that movie was better than what Al Pacino
that's
achieved.
That's different than saying
I think
who
the
was
character
better,
that was
devil.
Written for Tom Waits is an interesting character as the devil, but I think Al Pacino put more into it.
See, but for me, I mean, I know the devil and we kick it every Sunday. It seems like he's more... I mean, and we're talking about a fictional fucking person, but...
Oh, thank you for clearing
more
that
of a yeah. more of a swagger.
I thought Julia Roberts did a better devil in Ocean's 11.
Are you kidding me? The scene where he's at the table drunk and there's a chick blowing him underneath, the fucking swagger is there.
I do that every Tuesday fucking night.
Okay.
That's tonight.
Well, the night's not over.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm leaving right now. Anyways,
did you watch anything else?
Yeah, I watched a couple things. Just I wanted to talk about and see what you might be interested in.
Probably not.
First one was a movie called The Experiment with Adrian Brody and Forest Whitaker.
It's not
not The Jacket Part 2. And it's just basically I think it's supposed to be a realistic story about I don't know which year, like what was it?
The Stanford Prison Experiment.
What the fuck was that?
It was based upon that, and basically it was these group of people that needed money, all men, they signed up for this experiment where they would basically do a prison experiment where some of them were guards and some of them were prisoners, and they would be in there for like I think it was supposed to be like 3 weeks or something like that, and they would get paid. In the movie, they were getting paid like 14 grand or whatever at the end of the experiment. The trick is that you had to be either you were either a guard or you were a prisoner, and if there was ever any violence, there was this light that would come on and the experiment would be over and no one would get paid. And so the whole idea of the movie is that there's these – it starts going to shit really quickly, and like these two groups are like at odds with each other pretty much right away because there's these assholes that are basically guards trying to be dicks to the prisoners, and they know that they'll take it because they want the experiment to go through successfully and get paid. It was kind of interesting. Like you never really felt like anybody was in any real danger. Like I think they were trying to make
it
seem
so
like
– okay.
Forrest Whitaker's in it.
Okay, no, but what you're saying...
If you're trying to compare it to, like, your time in prison, it's probably nothing like that, so just go with the fantasy.
Mine's more like American Me, but...
Well,
No, what I was asking is you were saying that these guards were dicks or whatever. Are you talking about the people part of the experiment?
Yes, it was all... Everybody who was in the experiment
you
was...
You could either pick one or the other.
No, they were chosen, I think. It was kind of interesting, like, they gave them, like, interviews beforehand, and then they were chosen, like, you're a guard, you're a prisoner, And Forrest Whitaker plays one of the guards, and Adrian Brody is one of the prisoners or whatever, and he's, like, the guy who's standing up to them and And what winds up happening is they find out, kind of a spoiler, I guess, if you're going to see it, but is that the guards start figuring out, oh, the light didn't come on when I kind of slapped this guy around a little bit or did this to him, so obviously... we have some wiggle room. And so then it kind of spirals out of control and, people start getting seriously hurt and
butt fucking with billy clubs.
Yeah, I mean, like, it kind of went overboard. Like, if they said it was based on a true story, or we read that it was at least, and that made me wonder, because like a lot of it just seemed kind of likely. Like, after 2 days, one of the prison guards decides that he's gonna get himself some gay sex because he's just that fucking horny. I'm like,
never
been in that situation that you're speaking about.
It's kind of awkward.
Tell us about it. I'm sure we'd all like to know. Your 3-day stint.
There it was in Stanford.
Yeah. Was that all about you? I knew you were. But I don't know. It was pretty decent.
College,
like,
though.
I kind of liked it. I thought it was interesting. It wasn't like fantastic. It was kind of a direct to DVD kind of title. So, But it was on Netflix, so it was kind of worth watching.
So, yay or nay for recommendation?
I would say see it. I mean, just see if you like it. It's kind of a lukewarm.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix Instant Queue. Okay. That's on the internet for anyone like Steven who doesn't.
I actually have Netflix.
That's on the internet.
Or
go ahead.
Our way to watch Netflix is what I should.
I want to hear about your movie that you saw the other night.
Vanessa and I went and saw Hannah.
Theaters?
Yes.
That's a movie, right?
Yes,
it's
it
not
is.
Like a, it's not like a shaman.
Picture. It's one of her friends.
Or a talkie, as they're known these days.
So what's the backstory in that movie? I heard a little bit about it, but I didn't really know anything.
A 16-year-old who was raised by her father to be the perfect assassin is dispatched on a mission across Europe, tracked by a ruthless intelligence agent and her operatives. Starring a girl named Showers Ronan, the girl from Lovely Bones.
Okay.
Kate Blanchett is the intelligence operative. Eric Bana is the father.
Oh, I'm in.
And yeah,
Eric Banana,
hot and bothered.
You heart Eric
Banana. You like Eric Banana?
I do.
Yeah.
Besides the time traveler's wife, I almost ruined my Eric Bana.
No, I actually
and his old
I
man ears too.
He,
yeah,
he was hot and he was creepy.
Oh yeah, you did see that movie, huh?
He redeems himself.
You see a little outline of like.
Yeah, you see
Banacock. Banna's banana? You kind of see it.
Oh,
a little
do
bit.
You?
He gets out of the water and he's wearing this, like, white.
Is it museum worthy? Is his dick museum worthy?
Yeah. I would pickle
vagina juice.
Pickle that dick.
I'm worried about your pH balance.
You might want to hydrate a little bit more. Yeah.
It was directed by Joe Wright, who also did Atonement.
Yeah.
This movie...
Is that a good movie?
Atonement? Yeah. It's okay.
I loved it.
She really liked it.
She loved that.
Chick flick.
I loved this movie. I thought it was
Hannah?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Atonement. I mean, at the time, Source Code is getting like 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, and Hannah is getting 71. And I didn't see Source Code, but I go see Hannah, and it rocked.
Was it good, huh?
Yeah, it was really good. The story is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's shot really, really well.
There are a couple holes in the plot, but you forgive it because
the first 10 minutes in the woods, they open in the woods. Okay, I'm not gonna spoil because I want you guys to see it.
I do
want to
see it,
and I don't want to give it away, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody out there because it's brand new.
Yeah,
but it's the first 10 minutes in the woods that they're fucking awesome. And the director had the Chemical Brothers do.
I heard about that.
The score for the whole thing.
How was that?
It was awesome.
Really?
And it wasn't like we listened to the same movie.
It wasn't
review.
Like wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
We listened to the same movie review podcast, and they kind of made this comment that I was thinking when I was listening as the movie is going on that. Mm-hmm. It's like they didn't sit the Chemical Brothers down and say, I need you to go scene by scene and make sure that things correspond to what's on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ready, set, go. And it's the Chemical Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear like their style in it and everything. And it's not contrived.
Yeah.
And it works. A couple of the scenes kind of come off as music video.
Really?
Just because of the type of cinematography that this director kind of has a tendency towards. But I really, really like this movie.
That's
I
cool.
recommend it.
It hasn't been getting like a lot of like attention, I don't think.
Yeah, it's sort of flying under the radar right
That's
now.
What I saw it and I was like, oh yeah, I heard.
I don't know. If you guys should check it out, go see it, and then we can discuss this in depth.
Further.
Or next week, if you haven't seen it, I'll go and I'll give it a our nice, long, hard,
I'll watch it. I'll watch it and check it out.
Unprotected review.
We should go see it together. We should go see it.
We'll, no rubber.
We should go Raw see dog. It. We'll watch Eric Banana's dick and
yeah.
I'm all down for Banana Dick.
It's good.
Is it good? Mm-hmm.
It's got.
Is it like Boogie Nights? Guy. Mark Wahlberg fake hanging in the.
No. It's like he's out of the water.
Is he packing heat like, or is?
Was he in white like white tighties or something?
Yeah, but like they're like almost like knickers. Ooh, like wow. White.
Even better.
Sort of.
They are German.
I'm on board.
German.
That's disgusting. Anyways.
You're excited.
His banana hammock.
Eric
Banana Hammock. Anyways,
so I'm anxious to talk about it. So either you know next,
I'll watch it. I'll watch it this week and see what I think.
Okay.
Sweet.
You usually have good taste.
We'll come back and discuss.
Cool. Yeah. Just really quickly, I just want to talk about a show that I watched that thought was kind of retarded, but I don't know if you guys ever heard of it. It's kind of a cool idea. It was better. The idea was way better than the execution, but it was
Fawlty Towers.
This show I found on Hulu called Bully Beatdown.
And I've heard of that.
Have you heard about it?
With that Rampage. Fucking, no.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know if
it's
he's
not
in
Rampage.
It's some other guy.
Oh,
it's
no, it's
that
a
white dude with the red streak in his hair.
Yeah, what is his name?
I don't remember.
Fucking Tool.
But yes, it's the UFC Tooly fighter McTool. That takes like emails or letters that have been submitted, and he finds the person that's picking on them. And then offers the person that's picking on the kids like $5,000 to fight another UFC fighter instead of picking on the kid.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched the show?
Yeah, I've seen
it. Oh, it's fantastic.
I've seen the one where the host, I can't remember his fucking name.
I don't know either.
He takes a kid on. Like the whole time he's talking this guy up like, oh yeah, this UFC fighter is going to come out and tear your ass up and you earned it and blah, blah, blah. And then they're in the ring. And the bully is out there, and he's some, you know, he's psyched up, and the kids are on the side, and they're like, yeah. And then out comes the host of the show, and he's like, you know what? I felt like I should take this one myself, and just
annihilates
whales
the guy.
On
him. Oh, so bad.
This one was good.
Like one episode that I saw where a dude actually did well against the fighter.
Really?
Yeah.
This guy didn't. It was I watched the first episode.
Never seen the bully win. There might have been a couple of times where they've landed a couple of punches, but in the end, these guys are trained.
There was one dude that I can remember distinctively where he kept the $5,000.
Yeah,
because he lasted the whole time.
Well, they get it anyway.
Really? No, they don't.
No, the one guy gets.
Oh no, it goes to the
kid. Yeah, it goes to the kid. They lose it.
Mine, I thought was the one I watched. I thought was kind of lame though, because the guy who was getting bullied was he was being bullied by his younger brother.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, and I'm going like.
I remember.
Don't
that
be such
one
a
too.
Fucking pussy. I mean, like, I well, get like, it, but
all of the. I mean, it's obviously staged in a lot of ways.
Sure, sure, sure.
You can tell like, where it's at.
Well, there's
you
just you can tell. There's so much preparation. In
well, they make the bullies seem like fucking Billy Badasses a lot, like way more than
they
what
probably
you would
tell
think.
Them to ham it up.
You know what I mean? Like that would be like me calling that place and saying that Dan's been bullying me, talking shit,
pussy.
and then you would. Going then and then it's just like. My name is Dan Vieira.
UFC kicks down the door right now.
I know, seriously. By the way, Dan, what are you doing next week? Mm-hmm. No, but like, that's one thing that I didn't like about the show. The idea I thought was great.
Yeah.
Like, because there was one dude who was just a fucking prick to this like little nerdy guy that.
You only like high concept stuff anyway.
I did. Yeah.
Thanks. I wanted to, before we go today, I wanted to do my. Dad left an email for you.
What does he have to say?
Why you give me that look? Are you upset?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I was like scared.
I just wanted to give you the look.
Well, I'll read it out of order because first he says,
Steve's a faggot.
He says, one of his favorite.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm Dan. Dad.
I know, right?
I'm Dane. I'm faggot.
I'm faggot.
One of his favorite movies is Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead.
Oh, Gary Oldman's my man.
Yeah, and he says he's going to buy the DVD soon. Since Steve also likes Shakespearean entertainment, I would like to know his view of this and other similar movies like Throne of Blood, Macbeth, and Ran, King Lear.
Can I?
I think he's testing you to see how much you are full of shit.
I was going to say, that's kind of a joke to me. That's so funny. No, go ahead, Stephen.
Tell us what you think of. Both Throne of Blood and Ran.
I haven't seen either one of them.
Yeah. Oh, do tell.
Ah.
What about Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead?
I actually don't think I've seen that.
This is awesome. Your dad's great.
What is it, Macbeth or?
Well, McDonald's.
Do you know who Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are?
Weren't they in Hamlet?
No.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Who were they?
You tried to trick them. I was like, I thought that was right.
Now I'm drawing a blank.
No.
Now I'm drawing a blank.
What was the question? I want to know.
I said, who were they?
Okay, let's do this. Steven's stupid, and Steven doesn't know anything.
I don't know either.
Let's go.
I don't know either.
Next subject.
Next topic. He also says you're a faggot.
Love your dad.
No, and then he said...
Dane's dad, I like this email.
He might remember what I thought of the on-screen pairing of the actors from Fantastic Four. I think with a little thought, you guys could come up with better, worse teams. I don't know what he's saying there. And of course, I think it would
be more entertaining bad teams. Right?
Like, are we going for serious or jokey? That's one part I'm not sure.
I need clarification.
Yeah. Well, let's just say. Like fun. Well, what do you think? Like, first off, who would make a better thing than Michael Chiklis, if anybody?
Better than Michael Chiklis?
The Rock.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Michael Clark Duncan. Rosie O'Donnell would work.
Ron Perlman, yeah.
Ron Perlman. Nah. I don't know. I don't really get, like... I kind of thought Chiklis was okay. I mean, for being too short, but... I didn't mind
him. If he just got, like, a sunburn, he'd look like it anyway.
Yeah. Kind of already did. Did you see that video of him and Patton Oswalt?
No.
There's this viral video going around of... It's like two little twin babies, and they're like standing by a fridge, and it's like
five minutes.
Yeah, and they're going like da 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 da, and the other one goes da da da, and starts laughing.
Do they do voiceover?
Well, no, they did. They did Funny or Die did a video, and it's Patton Oswalt and Michael Chiklis in diapers, like doing the same thing, and it was kind of funny, but it was just them going like da 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 da, and they go da da da. And they do that for like 5 minutes, and finally Michael Chiklis goes, "Fuck it, do yourself," and walks off. It's kind of funny. Like, that was about it. But I thought maybe somebody else had seen that video. No? Okay.
If not.
Meh. Anyways.
Meh.
He goes on to talk about, he sent us this thing. It was the 10 worst on-screen duos of all time that I'll go through really quick and just see if you guys have any thoughts or if you've seen the movies. First one is Dennis Rodman and Jean-Claude Van Damme in Double Team. Have you seen that? Steven's shaking his head. I think he owns that one on VHS. No?
I feel like I've seen the movie a long time ago.
I've never seen it, so I couldn't say
it's
anything.
It's terrible. I'll agree with him.
Number nine is Tom Hanks and a dog in Turner and Hooch.
No, don't you talk shit about Turner and Hooch.
I like Turner and Hooch. I don't know what they're
saying. Fuck you, Ken.
They're saying worst
what
on-screen
duos? What was the category
duos?
Again?
Worst on-screen duos of all time.
That dog was amazing.
I know. I cried in that movie. Like...
That was a fucking great movie. How many times have I said on the show that they should redo it?
Yeah.
He's an asshole then. Your dad's an asshole.
Worst is in tragic.
Well, he says you're a faggot, so you guys are even. Anyways.
That's like the sixth time he said that.
I know. He's a faggot. And scene. Eddie Murphy and Robert De Niro in Showtime. Have you guys seen that movie? It's garbage. It's garbage. Yeah. I've seen it once, and I couldn't even finish it. So it is pretty bad. No, this is bullshit. This one says Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito in Twins.
Twins was a good movie.
And then it says, and especially Junior, which I would probably agree with that one. But
I'll agree with
Danny DeVito was in that movie? I didn't even know that. What about George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell and Batman and Robin? You've talked about that earlier. Agreed.
Oh, Lord.
So far, these are kind of obvious to me. Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith in Independence Day. Were they really a duo? I don't really remember them being a duo at all.
They were the heroes.
That's bullshit. I like Jeff Goldblum. I don't care. Rick Mayall and Adrian Edmondson in Guest House Paradiso. What the hell is that? Yeah. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
Here's where
this is going down.
Knows the angle is getting higher and higher.
Listen to this one. Okay, I don't. Oh, Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer, generally. And I was like, what is that? They do the parodies for like date movie, epic movie, and disaster movie. So I get that, I guess.
On principle, I don't watch those movies.
No, they're so bad. And lastly, George Lucas and dialogue was number one. That's kind of funny. That's kind of true. So, okay, cool. Yeah, I don't know. I can, for some reason, I think I could think of worse duos than that, though, on screen. but I'm having trouble actually doing it.
Worst duo.
Worst duos ever.
Sylvester Stallone and
Kurt Russell.
And everyone else in fucking Expendables.
Yep. What about anything with The Rock in it? And whoever he's in the movie with.
What was it? Shawn Michael Scott? Or
Fast Five?
Fast Five. Yeah, there you go. That's that was pretty terrible. That's just the movie is terrible, but that's a pretty wide net to throw and try to... I don't know. I was thinking like The Rock and Sean William Scott, like they were in Southland Tales. Yeah. Well, I was saying they were in that and they were in that movie, The Rundown.
Yeah. They were in two different
movies. Weird.
Who's that kid that plays Charlie St. Cloud?
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron and fuck a camera.
Kid. Yeah. Zac Efron and just existing.
Yeah.
I would agree. I hate Zac Efron.
Hmm. You know what? I'm going to come back next week with my top 10 worst duos.
Really?
To throw in his face.
Yeah, do it. And it'll be better.
The gloves are off.
They weren't his, by the way. Those are. He had an article. Just,
oh! Apologies.
Yeah. Was that why you were making fun of him?
Sorry. Yeah, I thought this was like, you know, throwing the gauntlet down.
No. But you can. I mean, by all means, I'm sure it would be very entertaining. But no more Fantastic Four suggestions?
For my...
I don't know. Who could play the Invisible
Man? Again, I don't know if he's like trying to say like funny or if he's serious.
It could be anything. Like, I liked the Rosie O'Donnell suggestion. She could play all the characters. Just Rosie O'Donnell, who's invisible, who's set on fire, really stretchy, and has
Conan
rock
O'Brien could be the Human Torch.
That'd be awesome.
Because he's a ginger.
He is. Did you hear his Marc Maron podcast interview?
Yeah.
It was very good.
It was good. It was way more serious.
Yeah.
I think I was expecting it to be just a laugh riot. But I liked the way that it went.
It was more like just like a little bit
intimate.
Of
intimate. You know, like Marc Maron. That's his MO.
What's like a less, if it's not a laugh riot, what's like a lesser one? It's like.
What? Like a laugh get together.
Yeah, like a laugh get together. Mm-hmm. Was it like more like a laugh get together?
Like a laugh coffee sesh.
Yeah. What is that called when people go in one place and they all do the same thing? What's that called? You know what I'm talking about? Like everyone goes.
Starbucks.
Yeah, was it like a. Uh-huh. Was it more like that? Like a laugh. Flash mob?
No, nowhere near that.
Okay. Anyways. Steven's looking at me like, flash mob, you're such an idiot.
Well, the dawn calleth, so yeah. I really need to...
Anyways, so, yeah, I want to remind everybody that we want emails. So if you're out there and listening and you haven't sent us emails...
don't be such a chicken shit.
Yeah. Right
there.
Right. Write us. And
now I'm inviting hate mail.
Yeah. I want to hear some hate
you
mail.
Won't do it.
Preferably
you
directed
won't.
At Steven.
You know you fucking won't. You're pussy. Hearing it right now, and you won't.
You won't do it, big giant pussy.
Bitch.
You, John.
Love you.
Oh, yeah, we're going to close out with some dirty music.
I actually don't have it ready.
You don't, we can't play it. All right, we'll get it in post.
So, guys, we'll meet up again same time next week, which is, you know, whenever we get around to a mic.
Yeah, pretty much. So.
And this has been the Apple Pie Love Kittens podcast. I'm Dan.
Dane.
I'm Steven.
And we'll see you next week.